Welcome to Just Another Hunting Podcast. This is Steve with Mountain to Coast Outdoors in collaboration with Joseph from Way Out West Adventures. We dive deep into the world of hunting, exploring tactics, gear, and unforgettable stories from the field. Join us each week as we interview seasoned experts and passionate enthusiasts who share insights and experiences to help you enhance your hunting skills. Whether you're a novice seeking guidance or a veteran hunter looking for new challenges, this is your go-to resource for all things hunting. Tune in each week to step up your game and to connect with the community who shares your love for the great outdoors.
What's up, guys? Here on the mountains on the Oregon coast. And what was this, episode 5 or 6?
I lost track.
I think it's six. But episode 6 here of our podcast. And we had a pretty good day. Threw a dart at the map. Came in here. Brought the rafts. And came in about 3 miles. Crossed over the river. Had a bunch of kayakers and people floating the river and wondering like what we were doing. But we were sitting there. The one group saw us, so they kind of got the idea and they talked to us. But then there was this huge group of is it still going?
Yeah.
There was this huge group of kayakers, and we were sitting there pumping water in our clothes. They couldn't see the raft, but they were all like, "What?
How did you guys get in here?
Where'd you guys come from?" Because we were in our swimming trunks when we crossed, but we already got out of that and we were already in our clothes. So it looked like we just hiked down to the river from way up here, which the nearest trail is 2 ridges over. So, yeah, it was kind of funny.
It was.
But we crossed the river, came up 2,000 vertical feet up in here, and then happened to glass across the other side and picked up 4 bears. So now we're only going to go back down, cross the river, and then try to get on those bears tomorrow. We've got 3 more full days to get it done.
Hopefully put one down. Yeah. Yeah, what a crazy change of events.
Yeah.
Went from 0 to 100 really fast.
Really fast. The last 2 hours of light.
Yeah, I thought you were going to take care of business, and it was like just a couple minutes later, I was glassing that direction.
West.
Yeah, Joseph.
North.
I thought he was going to take care of business, paperwork, and like 2 seconds later he says, "Bear!" And so we switched glassing spots, and hill came alive.
Yeah, it did. All of a sudden, just beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, sow and cub, and then I picked up a bear. And then Joseph picked up another boar way to the left of that first sow and cub. So
a good one too.
Yeah, it looked like a good bear for sure.
He had the swag.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just can't believe that. You know, we wanted to come in here. You wanted to come in here for a while.
For a while.
We talked about this on and off for a while, and we weren't going to come here. We were going to go back to logging country because we only had 4 days, and we just said screw it. Pulled the trigger, got here late last night, long drive, and hiked in this morning, and 4 bears, man, I'm pumped.
Yeah, it took a long time to get to this low location. Like, we had to go up this rock face over here. I'm kind of scared to go down it. Be honest with you, I'm glad we're kind of leaving, because I don't want to, like, shoot a bear up here and then have to go down that rock face with a bear.
Yeah, and you're not exaggerating.
No.
And it's super, super skinny. And
rocks are coming out from below your feet when you're trying to climb up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully we make it down to the river tomorrow alive.
Yeah. Oh, just it's crazy how fast things change.
Yeah.
Just worked our freaking butts off to get up here. That was a hell of a hike off trail to get up here. And then all of a sudden, boom, there they were.
Yeah, we're literally I wouldn't be surprised if no humans have ever been up here.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
Because you got to cross the river. That's why those rafts are so important to have.
especially for spring bear.
Yeah, just cross the river. But like over here for blacktails, if we see a bunch of blacktails over here,
yeah,
no problem. Crossing the river.
And no one else is going to be over here.
No.
No way.
No. The nearest trail is two ridges over.
Yeah, which is miles away.
And a lot of vertical feet up and down. 3,000 up, 3,000 down, 3,000 up, 3,000, you know.
Yeah, no way.
No one's coming over here.
I doubt it. So, yeah, I mean, obviously we're on the other side, so we got a lot of work to do tomorrow. But, I mean, if we didn't come up here, we probably never would have saw those bears, so.
No.
One day of hard work is definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And getting up high and getting like a nice, we don't have a complete 360. I mean, we can see behind us this ridge behind us, but we don't have like a complete 360 where we can see down into the drainages. We have to go up another 800 feet to get to that point. But
we can see 270. We can see a lot
easily, and we're just panning around.
Yeah.
And sure enough, that last hour and a half, 2 hours of light, they start popping out. Now we have a hillside that we can target, and we just got to spend time over there, and hopefully we'll find them.
Which I think we'll pick at least one or two back up over there. Yeah, I mean, it's funny too, because when we were on our way in, we walked by that hill, and we talked about how much grass was over there, right?
Yep.
And it's just, they are where the grass is. And there's also timber over there, so there's a lot of shade, so
The first thing we were asking ourselves is wonder what they're eating, because we didn't see a lot of grass at all.
A lot of vegetation, but not a lot of grass. A lot of bushes, shrubs, flowers. But yeah, I don't know. That side has timber pockets,
dogger,
a lot of shade, and a lot of grass.
Yep.
And yeah, of course they're over there.
A lot of rocks.
And a lot of rocks. So yeah, that combination seems to be the combination.
Yeah. It
proves itself time and time again. So, yeah, I mean,
the only pisser is that the boars are moving really fast. At this time of year, that happens. So,
yeah, hopefully that one will stop long enough for us to get a shot.
Yeah.
But it'll work out. We got a lot of time left. We'll wake up in the morning, have some coffee, have some breakfast, take our time, load up. We're going to miss the morning hunt anyway. There's no way we're getting all the way over there by then.
We just take our time, especially going down that rock face.
Yeah, drop down, put the swim trunks back on, cross the river, go back up.
We go up.
And we should be over there by mid-afternoon. We'll probably be waiting for them, honestly, so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if we don't see them tomorrow evening, then
we'll already be there.
I think when it's this hot out, you're more prone to see them in the mornings.
So it is possible to, pick them up in the morning the following day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, one bear is really all we're after.
Yeah.
If we get a second bear, it'd be a blessing, but we're on limited time. We got a lot of other hunts coming up. We've already taken off a buttload of time for spring bear in Idaho. So this is kind of a short bonsai trip, especially for how far we came. We'd be happy with one bear. I mean, I'm happy that we found bears. We have a great place to start next year, so. Mm-hmm. Now we know Idaho, and then maybe take a few more days off work and come back in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7 days is like the minimum that I think you absolutely want to do for a backpack hunt.
Yeah.
Because we're doing four.
It's squishy.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see what tomorrow's going to bring. That's for sure. Hopefully we can put one down and see what happens after that.
I will say, you know, I've always hunted a lot of the logging country. There, it's just hit. I don't think it's like really, and it may not be here either, but when we were in Idaho, we kept seeing them on like the north faces and the east faces. When I'm in the logging country, I just see them all over. Like, it doesn't really, it's just vegetation.
Yeah.
But in the wilderness is now we're hunting more later, and in Idaho it was the northern faces. Now these ones are all on the southern faces, so I don't know if it's just the heat and they, with the vegetation, maybe the vegetation really is a lot better over there now. And on the northern, in the early portion of April, you know, maybe they're denning, and that's why they're on the northern faces, because that's where their dens are. But then as June comes around, you should probably be looking on the southern exposures.
The grass is definitely popping over there, for mm-hmm. sure. So, and that's what I expected was, you know, just hunt the south slopes when I first started hunting bears, because the vegetation is supposed to be better over there, more sunlight, right? But I think you're right. I think when you hunt like early April, when the snow just starting to break free, I think the bears are on those north slopes, because think about it, in the fall, that's where the elk are. There's more shade over there. It's cool. Bears are obviously, you know,
fur.
So they probably den on that side as well. You know what I mean? They're on that side in the fall. The snow comes in. They're over there already. That's their you know, routine. And then when the winter finally cuts loose, they're still over there because they just popped out. But now they're chasing that feed.
Right? And sows.
And sows. Because the rut's coming. But yeah, we'll see. I mean, this is our first time in here, so time will tell. Mm-hmm. Freaking starving. We earned this one. These Peaks meals are amazing. And
especially when you throw elk in it.
Yeah, Joseph was kind enough to pack a couple elk steaks up here. Cubed them up. Threw some Kinder steak seasoning on them. Fried them in some oil. Added them to these. This is the best one I've ever had with that.
Oh. Yeah. But hopefully we can do another one at the end of our stay here, and we'll have something down. But if not, this trip's been a success already, if you ask me.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So
we really only glass that one face. If you get over there and, like you were saying earlier, get one ridge down and do a whole nother drainage, there's probably bears in there as well.
Yeah.
So. Well.
We're going to get to eating and watching a movie.
Yep, movie night. This one's kind of short and sweet. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We hope you enjoy it. If you got any questions, you can find us on Instagram. Way Out West Adventures, Mountain to Coast Outdoors. Hit us up with your questions. We'd be happy to chat with you. We'll catch you on the next one.
Yep.
Good night.
See you later.